evening's reading is from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. We chose this reading because it describes giving back to God to help the world and the earth around us because we know we came from it and someday we'll return to it. So follow along in your pew Bible if you wish. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through this Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. Thanks be to God.
All right. At this point, I want to invite Isabel and Bryce up to get the PowerPoint started. With the laptop there, and while they begin, I will draw your attention to the front page of the bulletin. MPC Youth Group, mission trip to Mendocino. Serving, helping, learning, exploring, and building community together, this is our mission. While we were canoeing, my canoe was going down the down the river very loudly. We were singing, and so we were attracting attention, and somebody in another boat said, "Who are you?" We said, "Oh, we're a mission trip." They asked, "Well, what's your mission?" So we said something along these lines, and indeed, we have a mixed mission yet. You'll excuse us as we really are putting all this together. We came back yesterday at 5 p.m. So people needed to get a little bit of sleep in and get ready for church today. So we'll give you a slideshow that will take you through our trip. We had wonderful people on the trip. If you were on the trip, would you please raise your hand? And now, if you have ever been on a youth group trip in this church, would you please raise your hand? There are more. There are many alumni and advisors. And if you hope to go on a youth group mission trip in the future, would you please raise your hand? Yes, yes, there are many of us. Well, as they get that ready, we'll say a bit about why we chose Mendocino. Someone asked, "Well, why are we going to Mendocino? There couldn't be possibly work to do there. It's vacation land. That's where people are happy." Although we discovered that, yes, you can have a really great time in Mendocino. You can have a lot of ice cream. You can buy some fancy socks. You can enjoy the sights and sounds. But at the same time, there are needs to be met there. We helped out at the church and at a camp that had been falling into disrepair. And we also worked with the local homeless population there. So is there any help I can provide you with getting that on? We're good? We're ready to go? Okay. I'm going to say go and plug it in. We're going to begin with a montage of faces so you can orient yourself to who was on this trip. Ready? Let's go.
On through. Claire.
Maddie. Carly. Brendan. Lily. Bella. Kate, Joe, Tyson, Michaela, no picture, Bryce, no picture, Melissa, Talitha, I am here, Karen, Zoe, Nikki, our advisor, is here, Debbie, our advisor, who's here, also Andrew and Keith, and a cat. This cat lived at the camp and became a big part. Mendocino mission trip. All right. Let's go on to the next slide and we'll have someone come up and speak about it, about the camp out and about our campfires. That is Isabella and Lily. Come on up.
Oh, environment it would be if you were homeless. So we took our sleeping bags and we went outside to where there was this large field in the camp, and we slept the night and we didn't have a bed or really change of clothes. We tried to stay away from our cabins and our electronics and the bathrooms and just as trying to simulate what it would be like if you really were homeless. And while even though it was kind of a pampered version, because obviously we could go back if we really needed to, it did teach us a lot of valuable lessons.
Hi, I'm Isabella. We also, when they informed us about the camp out, they gave us about an hour and a half to get all of our stuff out of our cabins, whatever we were gonna need for the night, and do our last minute like bed things before we went and slept. And then for a majority of the other nights, we did campfires where we got together and lit a fire and sang and looked at the stars, and that was lovely.
Next, we'll have a photo of a Mendocino Presbyterian Church, and who is speaking about the work that we did there? Brendan, come on up.
Hi, I'm Brendan. And so when we first got to the church, which incidentally is also MPC, Mendocino Presbyterian Church, we were shown a bunch of the jobs we could do. In the back, there was this massive rosemary bush we had to cut back, some space that was perfect for a raised bed, which we had a team on. And in the front of the preschool next to the church, there was a path that was overgrown with weeds, and we thought, we can make this look better. And so we started with these raised beds and some other weeding around the church. And Wednesday, we started making a labyrinth in the front, which you can see in a picture here and here. We got the idea from this year's family camp, where we made a labyrinth on the beach. And we thought, why not? There's a ton of open space here. It'd be great to show the kids how to meditate and relieve stress really young, and for other adults, and for adults who might want to do that as well. And afterwards, it looked amazing. I cannot stress how good it was to finish that and see how good it was before and after. And there's also, in the top right there, you can see there's a signboard, which was also, when it was first put up, was an Eagle Scout project, which I found interesting, but it had fallen into disrepair. I forgot how long it had been there, but it looked really worn down. And so we took out a piece of plexiglass that was really bad, stained all the wood, made it look a lot better, painted it, and that also looked amazing. It was really gratifying to work there and get all this stuff done. We got stuff done really, really fast.
And next, there's more with the church. Okay, so more photos of the same thing continued. You can see the labyrinth there. You can see the great fight with the hedgerows, the raised beds, the labyrinth from a distance, and the sign, including our friend Pappas. We did so much at the church, was the, quickly there. Oh, we can go back to the soup kitchen. Okay, we did so much at the church. We did a lot, there we are. Okay, and the next page is about feeding folks at the soup kitchen. Oh, holy guacamole, there's more work at the church. You'll see here a little sign that says MPC loves MPC. That was a chiseled into the raised bed that we built. Okay, that's all the work of the church. Now, the mural. Come on up, Kate.
Okay, so there was this old storage container on the campsite that we stayed at that actually used to be a schoolhouse that I think Reverend Ben actually went to. So for school, and so there was a big hole in it, And so when we got there, one of our projects was to paint a mural to cover up that hole and kind of just welcome people to the camp. So that was one of our big projects at the camp. So we designed it, a design team designed it, and then we sketched it and painted it onto, it was an 8x8 mural. And it took like the whole trip and then pretty much the whole trip. The middle picture there, it was really nice because we actually got to see it hung up, which was a really good feeling for me because it was like, you know, we had done all this work and it was finished. So.
Okay. There's also other things we did at the church, smaller projects. Go ahead. All right, sandwich making, soup kitchen, and food bank. We had three related projects with food. So Carly and Lily.
Okay, so it says sandwich making up there, which we did do. A lot of people made a lot of sandwiches, like 70-something, I think. And then we went to go find homeless people to give them out to, and we couldn't find any. Because I don't know what happened, but apparently they had been asked to leave town or something. But we found a few that we did give them to, and they were really appreciative, so that was good. Another thing that we did was the soup kitchen. So that was when we first met the homeless people in that community, which was really cool, because we realized that the homeless had a community of their own within Mendocino. So we met, there were four people in particular that really made an impact on us. Conifer, who had a dog named Misty, which was really cute. So Conifer, she didn't have shoes, and she just went around with her dog, basically. But she came to the soup kitchen at the church, and she was really nice. And I remember she was outside with her dog, and a lady came to the door, and she said, "Conifer, we need you inside. Somebody just died, and you're the only familiar face." So that was when we really realized that, like, wow, they're like a community, and they really like bond together. Another person was Austin, who we ran into multiple times, and he told us some interesting stories about being there, because he had just come a few weeks before, and he was only 18, which was really surprising, and he'd been on his own for a while. So he had a dog named Melody, and she was also really cute, and so that was the second person. And then there were two other people named David and Sahara. And Sahara had just moved into Mendocino, and she already knew like everybody. And just beforehand, before we even went into the soup kitchen to like make food, we were just talking to them, and they all knew each other, and they all knew each other's dogs. A lot of them had dogs. And you know, they knew like what, it was just totally different than the experience we had with homeless people before. And the reflection that night was about how our ideas changed about the homeless people. And everybody said that it was so different from what they expected, because you know, they had never seen like a homeless community before.
Yeah, so later in the week, we went to a food bank to work, and basically we sorted through fruit, we made lunches, packed other stuff. What else could you name? We basically did a lot of different projects there, depending on which group you were in, you did others. But one of the main things we did was we were in the lineup to pass out food that day. And for me, it was really empowering, because besides seeing Conifer at the soup kitchen thing, I also saw her at the food bank while I was serving food to her. And me and Bella especially got talking to Conifer at the soup kitchen, and we really got to know her more, I think, on a personal level, and how she like interacted, and she talked to us about the community and how everyone was so close. And she even gave us a little charm with some lavender and said that she wished everything in her life would go well. It was really sweet. And then it was really empowering to see her later and see her friendly face, and that she was actually so happy. Because for me, one of the biggest stereotypes that was broken about homeless people was that they're angry all the time, or scary, or even mentally ill most of the time, and you should be wary and like tiptoe around them. At least that's what I always thought. But when I met Conifer and Austin and all the other homeless people, it made a change that I realized that they're just like you and me, and that that they deserve to be happy, and they are happy with what they have a lot of the time, which is super surprising and kind of, I think, changed a lot of our ideas all around the group. And so, yeah, at the food kitchen, we basically fed them like food and passed it out.
So the pictures, this is when we were sorting apples at the food bank, and this is when they were making sandwiches. This is more work at the food bank. This is with the afternoon group. There was a morning and an afternoon group that went to the food bank, and this is when we were serving food at the soup kitchen thing. This is a picture of the dogs. I mean, I like sketched a little picture of the dogs. That's Melody, Austin's dog. That's Bruno. We didn't know if he had an owner or not. But this is Misty. And yeah, it's not very good, but you know, just a general idea.
Great. While you go to the next slide, I'll also add that when we did our sandwich handout, some of the groups brought dog biscuits with them as well, that we were going to feed both people and their dogs. Okay, the fun day, the canoe day. Here's Claire and Madeline.
So on Wednesday, we were privileged enough to go on a really great canoe trip on the Big River. And at first, there were four canoes full of us, one with three people, two with four people, and then one with six people. And Madeline and I were both in the six people canoe. And we thought that it was gonna be really hard because I've been kayaking before and I got stuck in a tree. And so I was expecting it to be like that. But it was a lot easier than we thought. But it did take like immense amounts of teamwork and paddling and steering to get us going in the right direction, keep a good pace.
Then, once we were gonna take a break because we couldn't find the swing that was supposed to be there, we decided to go swimming, and when we were swimming, we found this giant log. It was like more like a tree trunk. And the way it worked, it was kind of like a teeter-totter. So half of us got on one side of the log, the other half got on the other side of the log, and we found that it would go like this, and so you were like neck deep, and then the people would like weigh it down on the other side, so it would slowly go like this, and you'd like submerge out of the water, and it was so much fun. And once you were there, people would like jump off, so the other people would go all the way up, or like all the way down. It was so much fun. And then the other thing I really liked about the canoe trip was my canoe, which we probably annoyed people by doing this, but we sang the entire time. It was awesome. Like, Talitha taught us so many new songs, like rowing songs. It was so cool. So that was my favorite part of the trip.
And then it was an incredible trip in a beautiful place with like perfect weather and warm water, and it was just really, really pretty. And it would have been a great trip anyway, but when you add the people who are your chosen family and a beautiful day, then you kind of know you're in holy ground. So it was a really great day.
Next, I believe we're going to talk about the scavenger hunt with Karen and Melissa. Come on up.
All right. So I'm Karen. This is Melissa. And the canoe trip only took about 4 hours. So in the afternoon, we were able to go out around town and all the way up either side of the coast. And we ended up doing a scavenger hunt to help us explore, and we found we didn't find it, but some people found the skunk train, and that was really cool. And we went in a toy shop and we found a skunk little toy, and we put it on top of a car, and it was a skunk on wheels. And our team actually won the scavenger hunt, and I mean, that was nice, but it would have been fun anyways. And you want to talk?
Okay. We were not lucky enough to find the skunk train, but since Talitha said we got points on creativity, we made our own skunk train. We put a skunk on a little toy bus and took a picture of that. Then we found the Temple of I still can't pronounce his name. Quan Tai. And it's dedicated to the Chinese god of war and is a Taoist symbol of integrity and loyalty. So that was really cool to actually get to see that up close and get to do all these, take all these fun pictures with everybody. And it was very fun getting to ride around in the car and try to look for everybody or everything.
The point on the scavenger hunt is it's both fun and it's a way to discover new things and new places to love in this world that God loves so much. Stump removal and camp beautification. Who's on this one? Who's talking about this one? Oh, is it me? All right, I'll just talk more. I don't mind. I'll talk more. We had a massive effort to take a stump out, well, three stumps out at the camp to make it safer. We also scrubbed a fireplace to make it more beautiful. There's the stump shining in all of its glory. And we discovered a broken picnic table and created a unbroken picnic table by the careful use of power tools. It was pretty cool. Is there one more? Is there one more? Oh. We need to talk about invasive species because that was another important thing we did, was ecological work. That would be Karen.
Hello again. So on Tuesday and Thursday, Tuesday and Wednesday, we did invasive species removal. And for those of you who don't really know what that is, there's a lot of plants in the US and Mendocino in particular that aren't supposed to be there, and they choke out the plants that are supposed to be there. So what we did, the first day we pulled out velvet grass, and I don't know if you know what that is. It's a relative of the wheat plant, and it has this really soft bottom, and so we yanked it out of the ground. We got to meet Pastor Ben's nephew-in-law, Tyler. He was a really cool guy. He is a biology teacher at Mendo High.
Go Cardinals.
And so we helped that day, and then the day after, a group of four of us plus Talitha, went back to the high school, and we went to go and wrench out some Scotch broom. And I don't know if any of you guys have wrestled with Scotch broom before, but it's pretty nasty. Brendan, come up here. Hold on yourself. See this, but Brendan has battle scars all over his himself. There's more on his arms. If you want to see them later, come ask him. He wants to talk.
So when we were pulling out Scotch broom, and if you haven't like seen it, there's a kind here that has like little leaves and like yellow flowers, and they're kind of pretty in their own sense, but then they get over everything. In Mendocino, there's another kind where they're almost like trees. And they're like, they have long and thin sort of branches and whatnot, and they get like as thick around as maybe my leg at the bottom. And we use weed wrenches, which are like a long metal handle with a wrench looking thing at the bottom, and when you moved it, it would open and close. And the thing is, it also would choke out what is California blackberries. And those aren't big bushes, those are vines with tiny little spines on them. And so those were a lot of fun to play with.
So when we got to the Scotch broom place, Tyler pointed to a giant patch of Scotch broom that was covering the horizon. He said, by the end of today, I want to be able to see the sunset. And we all were like really surprised, but I guess he expected a lot out of us after Tuesday. And you can't quite see the horizon, but you can see the sunset now if you were to go there. And after that, we went back to Tyler's classroom where he was cleaning out a whole bunch of stuff. And Michaela, bless her, she got a dead possum. A stuffed possum that she kept in our room the whole time. And I got a little chicker, which, if you don't know what that is, it's sort of a quail-like bird. It's a little bit bigger and it doesn't have the crown. And I also got this. And I saw some of you looking at it when I was sitting here, but this is a whale vertebrae. And it was in his trash can. So basically, when we went dumpster diving, Brendan caught a glow-in-the-dark skull, and it was pretty awesome.
Thank you all very much. I want to say that I and the other advisors are very proud of both the hard work that the youth did in exceeding people's expectations, but also the creativity in directing the way the projects would go, and also in the compassion that they practiced. It is hard to live with one another for a whole week, not to mention doing so while you're working and reflecting and doing processing as well. So they all really did an amazing job in building that community while helping another community, and we're very, very proud of them.